Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives there for you. Lots of them. The last 10 months of the show, we give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website. There's no hoops that you have to jump through, no forms that you have to fill out, no membership application or anything like that. It's all for free right there at freetalklive.com, so go grab up the archives.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Still to come tonight, cops in a juvenile detention center, a boot camp, have, booted the heck out of one of their kids and managed to kill him.
Yeah.
We'll give you the details on that. But right now, big news from across the pond. According to the Times Online, Great Britain has now banned smoking almost entirely. Smoking will be banned in all pubs, clubs, and workplaces starting next year after a vote that they apparently had yesterday. After last-minute appeals from health campaigners, MPs, that's their version of representatives, parliaments, members of parliament, I believe that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
MPs opted for a blanket prohibition, which will start in summer of 2007. So they've got over a year before this kicks off, ending months of argument over whether smoking should be banned in pubs and restaurants only. They decided that wasn't good enough, and they voted 384 to 184, so overwhelmingly, for banning smoking everywhere.
It's just the majority enacting their opinion on the minority.
That's right.
Without any proof to base it on.
At least, I don't know, according to this article, it doesn't seem to really give the reasons, but here in the United States, they usually do it on, employees' health reasons. You know, we do the right to a healthy workplace, of course. No,
right.
You don't have the right to a healthy workplace.
No, you don't.
And
no,
nor do you have
it's not like there wasn't smoke here when you signed up.
Right.
And nor do you have the right as a client to demand that every single place that is in business is going to be smoke-free. You have the right to go to a business owner and say, hey, I don't like your smoking policy, and then they might change it for you. But you don't actually have the right to go and force them to change their smoking policy. It should be up to them. It's their business. These are rules they should set. Well, apparently the people in Great Britain disagree with all these ideas. And in fact, smoking will still be allowed in your home and other places that are considered to be homes, as well as hotels. There are difficult decisions apparently to be made on exemptions for places such as oil rigs, where smoking outside of the workplace would be dangerous. lighting up in banned areas will...
I don't know. It's not dangerous to smoke on an oil rig.
Okay. I don't know.
Why would it be?
It's not gasoline.
Oil is flammable.
Well, it must be flammable to some extent.
I suppose if you dropped a thermonuclear weapon on it, you might get something out of it. But oil isn't flammable.
No, the whole rig's not going to explode because somebody lights up a cigarette, that's for sure.
No.
Well, smokers lighting up in banned areas will face a fixed penalty of 50 pounds, and spot fines of 200 pounds will be introduced for failing to display no smoking signs, with the possible penalty if the issue goes to court increasing to 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
And this reflects what we've seen here in the United States. In New York City, where they have the indoor smoking ban from businesses, they will actually go around and, like, the smoking Nazis, the smoking squad, the hit squad, the cops, will go around and they'll look for people not displaying no smoking signs in their businesses. And those businesses here can face $2,000 to $4,000 fines.
That's right. And if you say you have an ashtray with, I don't know, ashes in it.
Right.
Subject to more fines.
That's evidence.
That's paraphernalia.
Evidence that you've been allowing smoking on your own property. Well, the bill allows the government, by the way, also to increase the age for buying cigarettes. So they're considering raising the age over there from 16 to 18. Because that's going to stop them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just go ahead, pass a law. That's going to stop the kids from getting their hands on cigarettes. You've been smoking cigarettes for a long time, Jason.
I have.
When did you start?
16.
Uh-huh. So you were breaking the law back then, too.
I was.
How'd you get your hands on those cigarettes? They wouldn't sell them to you at the store, would they?
Well, I happened to have a few friends who were over the age of 18.
Amazing. You creative kids. How you figure out the way around the law. So amazing. So they continue here. Smoking could be banned, by the way, at outdoor locations like football grounds and railway platforms. So they might go further. They know they're going to ban it from all indoor locations. But now you might not be able to even smoke in a, you know, the football stadium.
Oh, boy.
You know, one of the first things that the Nazis did was to ban smoking.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Hitler himself detested tobacco, which he called the wrath of the red man against the white man. Vengeance for having given hard liquor.
They have Indians over in Germany?
What's that?
They have Indians in Germany, too?
Oh, my God. He's so dense, Jason. How does he do it? No. The Indians gave us tobacco, and then it spread all around, and that's their vengeance for us having given them hard liquor.
I see.
No Indians went over to Germany, actually, and tried to ply Hitler himself with cigarettes. But
I didn't think that he would have had any encounters with Indians over there.
No.
Okay.
But the anti-smoking campaign reflected a national political climate stressing the virtues of racial hygiene and bodily purity as well as the Führer's personal prejudices. The same could be said of Nazi efforts to discourage drinking and encourage a better diet.
Where is this coming from?
I've got it off this a couple of websites here. I have like three of them. One's the Constitutional List NC. It claims that Hitler's a leftist, but it goes through.
It was sent to me by
my friend Jane.
I know that he banned gun. He banned private gun ownership, or something like that, right?
There's some dispute over that.
Okay, well, so there you go. So we're being Nazi-esque in this case by banning smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said, Ian, earlier about them banning smoking in football stadiums.
Right.
Football meaning, of course, soccer.
They're considering it.
Imagine how rowdy the hooligans would be if they can't get their nicotine fix every whatever the period of time they need.
Yeah, they wouldn't mess with the soccer games.
Yeah. Well, no decision, by the way, yet has been made whether smoking will be banned in cars carrying passengers. So there's all kinds of things that are still up in the air about this. They've got, I guess, the next year. I don't know exactly when all this has to be nailed down by. The final date is summertime of 2007. So by then, we're going to know exactly how far they want to go with this, which is just absolutely insane. Even a plan to allow smoking to continue in private clubs was thrown out as MPs on all sides were given permission to vote with their consciences rather than on a party line. How strange is that? You have permission. Somebody gave them permission. Okay. Must have been their parties that
did that. It was Tony Blair, as a matter of fact. He said, oh, yeah, guys, vote your conscience.
Right. Let's see. Patricia Hewitt, the health secretary, who earlier in the day had backed the private club's concession, she changed her mind midpoint during the day. Tony Blair, who also voted for the complete
sounds
ban.
Sounds like the vice grips were put on somebody, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know that little law that you're looking to get passed through there, Missy?
Not going to happen.
Need a little jug from you here.
Tony Blair, who voted for the complete ban, had given his MPs a free vote after it became clear that the partial ban for pubs and clubs serving food, which was promised in the election manifesto, would be defeated in favor of a more hardline position. And boy, was this a hardline position. And it goes on. It's just so sad that around the world we're seeing this crackdown on cigarettes. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I don't care if you smoke 5 packs a day or 2 cigarettes a day. It's your business. It's your lungs. You should be able to smoke them, especially on the private property of another individual who thinks that that's fine.
I'd say that's really the case. You know, I mean, I can understand why business, people wouldn't want me setting things on fire and, spreading the smoke about their business. I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the law should be able to tell me whether or not I can allow people to do that in my business.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I could have any business I wanted to. Like, for instance, if I had a smudge burning, a sage burning business, where everybody got around and smudged.
Yeah.
They burn
yeah.
the sage stuff. I don't exactly know what it's supposed to do. Drive away evil spirits or some nonsense. But either way, if I wanted to have that as a business, that'd be fine. But not if it's tobacco we're burning.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
How stupid.
Well, maybe it's not stupid. Maybe there's somebody out there listening tonight that can explain to us why they support the smoking ban. If you are one of those people, 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the newest feature that we have on the website. It is the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I. wiki.freetalklive.com. It is a cornucopia of information, a vault of knowledge. You can add to it. You can subtract from it. You can edit things. But the trick is, so can everybody else. So it's an interesting little dynamic, and it's free, of course, at wiki.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Great Britain smoking ban, which, of course, isn't very great at all. It's in the tradition of New York and Florida. Here in Florida, they passed it probably 4 years ago now, I would guess. And
oh, it hasn't been that long, has it?
I think it has. No, okay, three. Yeah, they passed it the very first few weeks we did Free Talk Live, so late 2002. So yep. We're coming up here in the fourth year. And
we've been against smoking bans for the whole time Free Talk Live has been around.
That's right. It was a very, I think it was the first one of the first topics we ever had on Free Talk Live. And back when we were doing it then, we actually managed to find people to call in to defend the idea. But so far, nobody has. 800-259-9231. I mean, there must be somebody listening that thinks that there should be a smoking ban. All these representatives voted for it. Somebody believes in this stuff.
Well, most of the people that call that have called in the past defending smoking bans are really of the opinion, well, smoking's dangerous, and I don't like the smell.
Bunch of rubes.
I mean, that's really it.
Well, I don't like the smell either.
And, you know, there's a lot of things that are dangerous. Driving cars, right? Very dangerous activity. Do you want to stop people from doing it?
No.
Chopping vegetables.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to watch out. Dangerous. Using a chainsaw. I'll tell you what, as dangerous as those things are, they shouldn't even sell them.
You're right, man. Those things are dangerous. I saw this movie where a chick got cut in half by one.
Whoa.
Whoa. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. It was actually pretty gross. Was it Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead, where the people are trying to escape from the mall? Good movie.
Ian.
I haven't seen it.
The chick didn't get cut in half, just so you know.
She did get cut in half.
No. It was special effects.
Yes, I know that. But it was very special. I stepped through it frame by frame because it was that good.
God, yeah. How awful.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so 800-259-9231 if you think this smoking ban is a good thing. Oh, I forgot one part of this article from the Times.
Mm-hmm.
This is the icing on the cake. After hundreds of these representatives voted for a smoking ban.
Like 300 and something.
Yeah, over 380 of them. After they all voted for it, which bans smoking in every single business around the entire country of Great Britain, except for homes. Okay, you can still smoke in your house, but that's it. Otherwise, it's banned everywhere. Oh, well, there is one exception.
Hmm?
See, apparently they voted for the ban knowing that their own workplace would not be affected. Hmm. As a royal palace, the precincts are exempt from statutory health and safety provisions. So not only are they exempt from the smoking ban, but they're also exempt from every other health-related statute or safety provision that they have on the books.
That's cute.
Are people dying left and right from dangerous things that are at these royal palaces where they do their business, their stately business?
See, when they smoke, it's not dangerous.
Right, because they're special.
Mm-hmm. And their aides can't get secondhand effects from cigarette smoke.
Well, not many people can in the first place.
Yeah, it's true. It's just a stupid article. Yeah,
it was a study. It was that EPA study done in the early, mid-90s.
And it's been discredited how many times?
Plenty. I mean, they asserted that if you're a non-smoker and you're in contact with secondhand smoke, you're 25% more likely to get cancer. Well, yeah, you are, except the numbers are, if you're a non-smoker who isn't exposed, 10 in 100,000. If you are exposed to secondhand smoke, 12.5 in 100,000. That's 25%, but it's pretty
statistically
much
insignificant.
It's negligible.
Yeah. It is amazing stuff. 800-259-9231. All right, to the phones we go. We can't find anybody to defend a smoking ban, so let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
I
tell you, I'm for that smoking ban because my attitude would be, you know, all right, everybody hand over your expensive cigars to me.
You'll just take them home and smoke them, huh?
Yeah, and speaking of that, I'm going to light up a cheap one right now. It's an Optimo Rum Corona.
Does it have a Maduro wrapper?
Pardon me?
Does it have a Maduro wrapper?
What?
One of the dark pants for a while.
I don't smoke wrappers. I mean, you know, I mean, it's dark wrapper, but it's just a cheap cigar, 5 cents or something like that.
Yeah, Walt just buys the cigars and smokes them. I don't think that you're a cigar connoisseur, are you, Walt?
I have a few really nice cigars, but at the same time, you know, not necessarily. I mean, I don't buy a cigar aficionado and all that kind of garbage.
Right. You light your cigars with a match, though, don't you?
No, cigarette lighter.
Oh, Walt, you gotta use match.
Why? What's that all about?
Because then you get the butane in your cigar.
But you're getting sulfur from the match, right?
Sure, but you also get that burning wood taste. It's much better than a cigarette lighter, I assure you.
Okay, jeez. Well, whatever, okay. Anyway,
give it a shot, Walt.
Yeah, I give a lot of other things a shot, that's for sure. So,
what else was on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment a couple of your advertisers, and being the resident gearhead that I am, I'm probably the resident engineer for Free Talk Live of the gearhead guys. All right. filtermag.com, boy, I'll tell you what, they make filters, they make these filter magnets
yeah.
for everything that I've got, and I love them, and I'm going to tell you, if you don't know anything about cars, you need to get one, and if you know about cars, then you know why you need to get them.
Really?
They fit your Harley, they fit everything.
Man, I was just wondering about that.
I was kind of wondering, you know,
they're a little expensive, but they're not disposable. You use them forever when you
sure.
change your filter. You just throw the old filter away and put your magnets
and
back on it.
What does it do?
It catches the little metal filings that are in there, the little ones. And
why? What's that do?
I mean, when you start putting bits of metal into moving parts, it's not going to be a good thing, right?
Exactly. Huh. Especially if you're running a racing engine at 10,000 RPM, you know. I mean,
well, you know, we're glad you appreciate that, Walt.
So you endorse that, Walt?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think that's one of the best things known to man. I have actually been doing that before I heard the ad, but...
You had your own magnets on there?
Yeah.
Really?
Certainly, yeah. I use my own magnets on my drain plug for my oil, my drain plug for my grease
on the
axles and everything.
You
spend
a lot of time fixing cars, so you're somebody that knows.
I rebuild classics. I don't work on any of this late model front-wheel drive, V6, four-banger trash, you know. I don't work on none of that, you know, garbage, so,
The cool thing about the classics is you don't have a lot of the catalytic converter, you don't have a lot of that government-mandated crap underneath the hood, right? Isn't that kind of the nice thing? It's real simple underneath the hood?
That's the same thing with my diesel pickup. I've been shopping for a new one. The problem of it is the old one that I've got is has the huge military diesel in it, and none of them have the horsepower or torque, and... So I guess I'm stuck with my 300,000 miler, you know.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's rough. Well, thanks for the call, man.
No,
we appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I can only take car talk for so long because I just don't know anything about cars. Like, I've tried to change my oil once, and it was just a big pain. You have to get back and reach, and it's very difficult. And changing spark plugs, I can handle that. That's about as detailed as I can get with a car. I'm totally helpless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doing your own car work saves a lot of money. I'm surprised you haven't looked into it.
Well, I don't drive anywhere, so it's not like I have to actually have any repair bills. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we have a kid that was beaten to death. We'll tell you about that. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. It's all on the house, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can plot yourself on our map with the over 800 people that we already have on the map at map.freetalklive.com. Add your name, add your photo, your location. It's neat, and it's free. Map.freetalklive.com. Apparently, we're getting some reports that the streaming is having trouble. If you...
So those of you who are hearing us on the streaming... Because right. Nobody is.
Well, they might be. Anyway, if you're having trouble, try the dial-up stream and see if that's working. And shoot me an email. Let me know what's going on. All right. So here's an email. Speaking of emails, from, let's see, who is this? I'm not sure. But it's a neat story. Jody, actually, from Canada. She's got a little story about the TSA and her experience.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Hey, I'm an avid listener, and I thought that you should know just how intrusive your government really is. I am a Canadian teacher who recently flew down to Mexico to help an old friend set up a private English school. On the way to and from Mexico, my flight stopped in Denver. While in Denver on the way back to Canada, I for some reason was pulled aside to be searched by this TSA wanker. They opened my carry-on and started throwing my belongings out, and I do mean throwing. Tossing everything to the side, some things landing on the floor. Not a care in the world as to whether or not something would actually get broken. When the TSA idiot got to my iPod Shuffle, she held it up and asked, 'What is this?' I replied, 'It's an iPod Shuffle. It plays music files.' Like she had never seen an iPod Shuffle before. And it's, you know, it's possible she hadn't."
No, it's not possible.
What do you mean?
She works in the TSA. People travel with iPods all the time.
It might have been her first day on the job.
Yeah.
She continued to examine it, taking great interest in it, treating it as though it was some sort of an unknown discovery just made by mankind. She reminded me of an ape, looking at it, picking it up, turning it around, touching it, even smelling it. Yeah. At this point, I was really ticked off, and I could not help but make the comment, "Are you going to taste it as well?" Well, holy S, Bob.
I bet she came unglued when she said that.
Did she have a fit?
She probably howled at the top of her lungs, jumped up and down.
Right. I'm the TSA! You can't talk back to me!
Well, indeed, she started to raise her voice, getting irate. She asked,
she needed a big glass of water is what she needed.
In the face, you mean?
Just to calm down.
Probably hyper... Fiddling.
She asked if I knew who she was and what her job was.
To smell iPod Shuffles.
Well, at this point, I replied, "No, but you should. My friends and I had had enough. Leaving Canada, Canadian Customs was more than happy to help get us through security as quickly as possible, as was the Mexican government when we were in Mexico. But the minute we set foot on U.S. soil, we encounter a-holes who pretend that they have never seen an iPod Shuffle before. This cow was in an absolute outrage. She told us she was going to get her supervisor. We said, 'Okay, well, go for it.' 20 minutes later, after wondering if she got lost on the way, we saw her come back with two armed customs officials. She had a smug grin on her face. She thought she had us. Unknown to her, one of the customs officials had spent a good hour chatting to us when we went down.
Earlier.
Yeah, I guess on the way down to Mexico. So this is on our way back. His wife, I love this, is a teacher at a private school, and he was very interested in what my friend was trying to start up in Mexico, as he was all for private education. Anyway, back to the TSA cow. She came back and proceeded to lecture us on her duties and how, quote, I am the last defense between you and the plane you are flying on, you and the plane you're flying into a building. Without me, your life would be in great danger.
Wow.
At this point, we started to laugh. She got more irate. The customs officials showed no emotions at all. We were wondering when this would end. As we were thinking how we would be refused to board and wanted time to go rent a car and get home. At this point, we had no clue how things would turn out. Even though that we knew one of the customs agents, we had no confidence that this cow would be put in her place. As soon as she started examining my iPod, we made the choice to take two days to drive home rather than submit to this arrogance and stupidity. I will be perfectly honest. If this started happening in Canada, customs officials would start turning up dead. The average Canadian has much less tolerance for BS than the average American. Really? You think so? I wonder about that.
I don't know.
Interesting claim, if it's really true. Something I've learned over the last 6 years of traveling and teaching in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. We were prepared to drive back when the customs officials went off and had a chat. When they came back, the one that we had talked to on the way down asked me what my iPod was. I told him. He then told the TSA cow to put it through the scanner and look at it. No, nothing was on it. He told her to hand it back to me and then told us to go ahead and to our gate and board our flight. I don't know if customs can override the TSA, but we were ushered through and ended up leaving behind a livid TSA cow. Some people would say we were lucky. Lucky? No, in this case, common sense actually prevailed. We did have the choice of flying direct or through Denver, but we have friends in Denver, and we wanted to visit them on our way down. So, unfortunately, this will never be happening again, as we'll never fly through the U.S. again. We spent an average of $250 per person on our 30-odd hours in Denver.
Thanks, TSA. Those were tourists that would have come from foreign countries and spent their dollars in the United States.
That's right.
Thanks.
They spent an average of $250 per person while they were in Denver, and they were a group of eight, which means that they spent over $2,000 while they were in the United States.
Nice thing to have coming.
Oh, mm-hmm. In addition, we tell every Canadian that we see this story.
Of course.
A lot of them have stories of U.S. hell to tell to us. More and more Canadians are refusing to fly through the U.S. We're sick of your country's stupidity, which is a shame, really, as there are millions of awesome Americans who I would love to visit and shoot the breeze with. As usual, it's a case of a few morons ruining it for everyone else. The average American, in my opinion, rocks. Canadians such as myself are choosing to go elsewhere, to spend our money in other countries to benefit others. Keep in mind that Canada is the largest trading partner with the U.S., and she goes on to mention some of the things that Canada provides some of the northern U.S. states. So she says, take care, America. If you get rid of your government, we'll get rid of ours. What do you say to that? Jody from Calgary. Appreciate it, Jody.
I like it.
Wow, man. I'm so not looking forward to going to the airport.
Yeah.
By the way, we are going to probably have a little bit of fun, you and I, man, which because we've got some Bill of Rights is on order. Bills
yes.
of Rights.
We have the
Security Edition.
The Security Edition, yes. It's a little golden metal Bill of Rights that you can put in your luggage or your pocket or wherever you want to put it in order that the TSA agents can find it.
Right.
And then they have to look at the, what is this? It's the... This looks like the Bill of Rights.
Right, they have to
What's
take...
that fourth one say?
Looks kind of old-timey, I don't know.
Well, they have to take it away from you. That's the idea. When you're going through the metal detector, you've got a Bill of Rights in your front shirt pocket, and then obviously the metal detector goes off, and, oh, I forgot, here's my Bill of Rights, here, you can have that. Basically, it's just kind of making a bit of a show of the fact that they are indeed destroying our freedoms and destroying our rights.
I don't think they would get it.
The TSA,
all the better. You're
well,
right.
Some of them might. I mean, we've got George that listens, and he's
That's
a
true.
TSA agent.
True. George is the exception.
You're probably right. He is very exceptional. 800-259-9231. Have you had a TSA hell story? Have you ever had a terrible experience in a United States airport? We want to hear about that. I think the website, by the way, is securityedition.com, but I'm not positive. As soon as we get them, we'll talk a little bit more about it, because it's cool. I actually put the order in, and the guy that runs the site just happens to listen to Free Talk Live. He's like, here, I'll refund your money. Appreciate you guys doing the show, which is uncalled for, but we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. I want to hear from your TSA hell stories if you've got them. Also, still looking for somebody that thinks a smoking ban is a good idea. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we have the bulletin board system, over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over, actually almost 1,200 people interacting there. It's all for free at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. All right, so still to come tonight, we've got the story about the young man who was beaten to death by his captors. In this case, his captors were the people that ran a boot camp here in Florida. That's all coming up. But let's go to the email box again. This one from Leroy. Emailing us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, subject, legalizing drugs question. Alcohol is legal to buy in liquor stores, so would it be better to sell pot, crack, and others in a liquor store? With an age restriction, anyone 21 or older could just buy the stuff as easily as buying alcohol. Or would a pharmacy be better? The problem is that a person would need a prescription to buy drugs like Lortabs. What medical doctor would prescribe cocaine, crack, or heroin to people?
Well, I would think that, you know, in some countries they do. In fact, if I'm a I'm addicted to crack. And then they'll prescribe them medication because if you look at it
from the addiction.
If you look at it as an addiction as opposed to as a crime, you can treat it.
That's correct.
Now,
and that would be preferable to the situation we have today, though I must say that I don't support prescription drugs at all.
Oh, I don't even.
No. So while that would be a step in the right direction, the ultimate goal, in my opinion, would be to eliminate prescription drugs of all sorts. Everybody should be free to put whatever it is that they want to put in their own bodies. Whatever that, you know, the risk level or the cost might be to that, you know, if you're going to make a decision to put a, whatever drug, whether it be Lortabs or heroin or something else prescription-like, into your body, you need to make sure you're consulting with the appropriate people beforehand. And if you're just not, if you're not going to bother doing that, I don't care if you hurt yourself. Buyer beware, my friend. I mean, if you're going to put drugs in your body, make sure you know what you're doing. As long as you know what you're doing, then you should have access to buy anything that you want to buy. So I think prescriptions, we've talked about this before, but prescriptions are nothing more than a protection racket for the medical industry. Because when you have to go, if you've been prescribed something for a condition that you have and that you're going to continue having for a long time, for instance, contact lenses are a good example of that. If you've been prescribed something and you know you're going to continue to need it, why on earth do you have to keep going back to get prescriptions again and again and again?
So the doctor can continue to get paid.
Yes.
Indeed.
So the doctor can keep getting $100 office visits every single time you go. That's all the prescriptions are about. So he goes on to say, there are many older folks that either sell their perfectly legal Lortabs for $5 to $7 a pill. Their health insurance allows these older guys to make a nice profit because they usually pay $5 to $10 for the entire prescription. And that is, as of now, considered illegal. How would you deal with drunk driving, for instance, or driving while hopped up on crack, heroin, LSD, etc.? I'm a new listener, but I'm learning from V for Vendetta. Well, how would you deal with drunk driving, or crack driving, or acid driving, or whatever driving?
You know, if people are driving that way, I think that the market will figure out how to test people for that. Currently, cops really don't have tests to know whether you're smoking pot or and driving, but you know, those kind of things. But I think that if somebody's driving erratically, a cop pulls them over, can tell that they're clearly messed up on something.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like that would be a crime.
Now, would it be a crime for someone to be driving while, say, high on pot?
If they were driving erratically, certainly.
Should it make it worse if they are on some sort of drug and they're driving erratically?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it impairs their judgment.
Well, if you're driving erratically, I don't understand. I mean, if you're obviously impaired, regardless of whether or not you're tired or whether you've had too much to drink, I think that should be the issue. I think if you're going to have some laws in regards to driving, if it's impaired driving, if it's dangerous driving, reckless driving, driving that's putting somebody else at risk, that should be the issue. That should be what you're fined for or, you know, pulled over for. And if you find out that somebody's intoxicated, you know, you don't let them back behind the wheel. I don't think if somebody's out there driving erratically, they shouldn't be allowed to continue driving if that's what you want. Charging them with something extra because they've got a drug in their body, I think, is a little bit unnecessary. We had the gentleman call in who was on sleeping pills. He was just trying to get home, but yet he wasn't driving too well. I mean, should we have different crimes for every single drug? Should it be that if you have any sort of drug in your system, no matter how innocuous, that's driving while drugged? I mean, it just seems to me that we should just punish people for driving erratically. That's what the risk is.
Well, so
there's lots of people that drive drunk and stoned, and they've never put anybody at risk.
So if you, for instance, your child hollers in the back seat, and you turn around to check on them, and you make a swerve right in front of a police officer,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls you over, do you think that should be the same as being, you know, bombed out of your gourd on PCP on the behind the wheel? I mean, they're both driving erratically, right?
Man, if you were on PCP, bombed out of your gourd behind the wheel, you'd probably just end up putting yourself through a brick wall.
Just sitting there, foam
walking away from it. No, I don't obviously think that's the same, but at the same time, I think that we should be a little bit more careful with how we punish people who are using drugs behind the wheel. If they're not putting anybody else at risk, then what's the issue? Let's talk to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Ian. I want to let you know I enjoy your show so much.
Good to know. What's on your mind?
I really appreciate what you're doing for the cause.
Okay.
What I want to talk about is I'd like you guys to just clarify for me, are you anarcho-capitalist or Libertarian Party members that, you know, toe the party line?
Huh, that's a good question. We'll answer it for you. 800-259-9231. Well, are we anarcho-capitalists, which I prefer to call free marketeers, or are we line-towing Libertarian Party members? We'll find out. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation, and you can learn more about that and the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Well, let's bring Robert back on the line. Robert from Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Robert, how long have you been listening to? Hey, how long have you been listening to the show?
Actually, this is my first day.
Really?
All right.
Yeah,
how'd you find us?
I've been more interested in the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, for the past 10 years, the Libertarian Party.
Right. So is that how you found us? Through the Free State Project?
No, actually, I found you through MySpace.
I'll be darned. Uh-huh. What a coincidence.
Yeah, well, I'm the guy in Pasco. You just wrote me today, man.
Excellent.
just to clear up
your question, man, what are you? How would you define yourself?
Yeah, I'm very confused with you guys as far as anarcho-capitalism and the Libertarian Party, because there is a huge schism happening right now.
Well, Robert, my name's Manwich, and I'm a co-host on the show.
Oh,
and,
Manwich, yes.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
And okay. I would call myself a...
How you doing, man? I've seen your pictures on the website.
I'm a dashingly handsome man, aren't I?
Right on.
I would consider myself to be a free market capitalist.
What's
well,
that mean?
That's easy.
I'm a limited government libertarian.
Right, I'm a minarchist, too, but I'm also an LP member.
Okay.
I am not an LP member. I am a, if I had to pick something, I would pick the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Really?
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, you know, shame on you.
You know, I just they're just libertarians that are trying to get the job done.
Hey, let's point. I'd like to point something out.
That makes you somewhere between you make Neil Bork look good right now.
Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Oh, yeah, baby. And, you
look,
know.
Neil Bork supports a war that steals people's property. Just because I said that I would, that I think that the best way for the libertarians to win on a national scale is through the Republican Party doesn't mean that I don't have principled stances.
Well, I didn't want to go so far to compliment you with the Larry Elder.
let's get through the rest of these. Robert, we're going to let you go. Robert, call us back sometime. We'll answer the rest off the air. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate hearing from you. Jason, go ahead and give your status. Where are you at?
I toe no party line. Anarcho-capitalism, I guess, best describes.
Free marketeer, such a better term. Nobody knows what anarcho-capitalism is. Would you stop it? I'm going to turn your microphone off if you continue. Yes, and I would also define myself as a free marketeer, although I am still a member of the Libertarian Party, but that's only because I joined as a life member a few years back, and so I'm in. I mean, I guess you could withdraw your life membership at some point, but I am not enamored with what the Libertarian Party has been up to recently. I don't like the fact that they have lost sight of their principle. They're supposed to be the party of principle, and I don't. I certainly don't toe the line at all, and I think most libertarians don't either.
Yeah.
I think it seems to me that most libertarians, whether they're members of the party or not, agree and disagree on. There's a number of key issues out there that. Libertarians will never come to an agreement on.
Roads.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, roads, abortion, etc. Anyway, 800-259-9231. What's important is that we're all heading in the same direction. We're all going towards way less government. And we all also, on Free Talk Live, happen to be members of the Free State Project. So not only are we serious about less government, we're actually going to move so we can have less government. We'll tell you more about that coming up. 800-259-9231. Take your calls about anything. Jason, Gene, and Jeff all hanging on. This is your show. By the way, ladies, if you call in, you go first.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.